Officials in rural Feasterville, Pennsylvania, are still investigating that 51-year-old man who'd been living for several years with nearly a dozen young Amish girls. One of them had been gifted to him when she was 14 by her financially struggling parents. She then had two children with the man, Lee Kaplan. Her parents say the other nine girls are her sisters, and they've all been living with Kaplan along with their mother. Justine McDaniel is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. She's with us by Skype. Justine, what more do we know?
So far, we know that the oldest girl was given to him and went to live with him when she was 14. She's 18 now. Officials don't know how long the rest of her sisters were there living with him. But they do know that nine of them were found there along with their mother. And then the girl herself had a 3-year-old and a 6-month-old with him. And her mother also had a 3-year-old. Her youngest sister was 3. So there were 2 3-year-olds found there together. So the age range of the sisters went from 3 to 18 with all ages in the middle.
Well, and we should be clear, according to Philadelphia Inquirer reporting, we don't even really know if it's true that those other girls are the woman's daughters, the now 18-year-old sisters, because there's no social security cards, there's no birth certificates?
That's right. Authorities have confirmed that the youngest, the 3-year-old, and the oldest, 18-year-old, are indeed the biological children of the parents, but they haven't officially confirmed the rest of them. There's no birth certificates or anything along those lines. When authorities came to the house acting on a tip from a neighbor, the mother was there, and she told them that the rest of the girls were all her children.
And what are the parents saying that we know about why one child was gifted and why so many others are living there along with a mother?
They were struggling. They live in Lancaster County and have a farm there, and they were struggling with financial difficulties. And they told authorities that Lee Kaplan, who is a businessman and who ended up doing business with the father, Daniel Stolzfus, he came in and helped them out. And in gratitude, they gave their oldest daughter to him. The father told police that he had done some internet research and then concluded that it was okay to do that. And then they told police that Kaplan is a good man and he was helping out their family by helping them care for the other girls.
Well, and this is a family that has said, I mean, they've reportedly said that they gifted at least one child that seems to have had a very rough time. Do we understand the father in 2001 backed over his 14-month-old son with a forklift?
I know there are news reports to that effect. I'm not positive on what happened there, but I do know, you know, they had filed a lawsuit at one time alleging that they'd been discriminated against by their Amish community, and they considered themselves born-again Christians and had left the Amish community, although the girls were found in Amish-style dresses. Mm. At the same time, Lee Kaplan was Jewish and appeared to have been teaching them Hebrew. So it's really not quite known, you know, what their complete past is.
One of the neighbors called. What are the neighbors saying about what they were watching in this house?
You know, neighbors have reported that there was a lot of nuisances coming from the house. They say that Kaplan burned trash in his backyard almost every day and other kind of bothersome things like that. And neighbors said they would sometimes see the girls outside, but never more than a few at a time. And they never, you know, really spoke or did anything. One neighbor said when he tried to wave or smile at them, they would scurry back inside.
Well, one neighbor is quoted saying that they looked frightened and she thought something was not right. But what happens now?
Now, the police on Monday questioned the rest of the sisters, and they didn't find any immediate evidence of abuse. The girls, according to police, seemed fine and did not say that they had been abused. So police are waiting a few more weeks and then going to go back and question them again. Meanwhile, they've pretty much completed, they tell me, their investigation of the house and of talking to neighbors, and they've collected a large amount of evidence from the house, which they said could take several weeks, about a month, to go through.
Well, meanwhile, the teenager who was gifted at 14, mm-hmm. she's reportedly said that she still loves the man she was gifted to.
Yeah. They told police that, you know, Kaplan and the girl were living as husband and wife. And she apparently confirmed that when police interviewed her this week and said that she also considered him her husband. And you know, one police official said to me she loved him and still does. She still has her two children with her. And the rest of her sisters, since they're underage, are in a safe house where they were taken by Children and Youth Services. But police weren't able to tell me exactly where the 18-year-old and her kids are, but they're still together.
Well, meanwhile, the father has been charged with conspiracy of statutory sexual assault and child endangerment. His wife is charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Is Kaplan charged with statutory rape?
He is, yes. They're all in jail right now, and they have hearings next week.
That's Justine McDaniel with the Philadelphia Inquirer. Justine, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.
And we want to underscore that these parents had broken from the Amish community when they made this decision to gift their child.